holding some Tafrei Sadi Aleph, Sif Zion. Tzarech l'niach, Shir, Barosha Yiriya, B'sefer, K'shatar from Yachad, V'masha Husagi. You have to leave a little bit of space in each Yiriya, where you sell them together, as a little bit of space. But the amount you need for that is a masha. Zion. Ches. In Kara Matzibra, Megillah, Ksuba, Ben Ksuba, you should not use a Megillah which is part of a large sefer of Ksuba. In Karlo Yotza. So since it has to be presuming Isa, so you have to. It has to be clear what you're reading is this unique, special sefer for the purpose of Purim. So it's just part of a larger book. So you're not accomplishing that. But you would be yotze only in the case. So the Megillah part was taller or shorter than the rest of the sefer. So when you people will look at it, realize that there's one section which is taller, so that there's something unique about that section, so you'll be able to notice it. So that's Betzibur. Because part of the purpose is the Persumanisa, so it's lacking a Persumanisa when nobody can tell that you're reading something special. Abu Hayachid is Karabah, the Shulchan Aruch says the Yachid could read it. Even though it's not unique in size, and Yosuba Yotze, Medavka Shiksuba Begillion, because it's everything else is written properly on the cloth, etc. Just as part of a larger book, so that's okay for Yochi. Kusefer Torah. It lacks in the publicizing of the Nais. Because the Mexican Kikari, but Mikra looks like he's reading a sefer Mikra of the Torah. Shemachi b'yachid kasher, the lavachi leka persume, the chol be'asor mikri tzibur. So for Yachid, anyway, he's not been farshim with anybody; he's just doing it for himself, and he knows what he's doing. Once you have 10 people, you have this halacha b'tzibur that you can't use it. Yisera, which means Hanusha, he saw Ruka Mishar Aklofim, Lamala Lamata. He was either longer on top or the bottom. Chasera, or it was shorter. Therefore, it's noticeable that it's a separate, its own separate entity. Okay. So the Biralacha points out on this Yachid Karabo that it. The language sounds like Kara is a Lashon Hoyved. You may, not if you did it, that you're Yotze, but you may. It means you may use it, the Chachila. The Bir Lacha said it brings from the Riff and the Rosh and the Torah and say the Lashon of Bidi Yavid Yotze. It said you should not use even by Yochid, you should not use it, the Chachila. Okay. Tess. Megillah Shehina Kudo. You have a Megillah which has the vowelization in it. Chaim Kosev of Adaf Arishin Brachos of Piyudim, and any Selas Pekach. You wrote into the Megillah itself the Brachos that you say. You wrote at the end of the Megillah the Piyudim that you say. So that's not going to passel the Megillah. Chaf Hey, Shina Kudah has vowelization. There's nobody who knows by heart the trop of the Megillah. You could put in the trop also and make a bracha. It's not worse than minikud. If you don't have tamim, you don't have to be with tamim. So you're without tamim. So as long as you get certain things right, you're okay. Brachas, lechachila lo yitur berchaseba, but it's not lechachila to write the brachas into the Megillah, into the sefer. Uh, Fine. Yud. If any Megillah k'shera karam so b'chumash b'lo bracha. If they have no kosher Megillah, so you should read. We still have to read it. B'lo bracha. Now, what does it mean b'chumash? Zot mishter b'chav zayin b'chumash. V'davka k'sher osi ha'chumash b'glila. K'sher kosher b'chumash k'fev gibel. Mishum the yeshamer shiyotzeh b'zeh b'shas atchak. Abachumash shalon u'kuliyam ala yotzeh. So he's not saying what the Prima Gadam says at the end. Listen, you're not going to be it at all, but it's proper to read it. You shouldn't forget the concept of reading the Megillah. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that it was written on a cloth, but it wasn't written with all of the halachas of Ksiva. Tagim, etc. It was written like you're writing a chumash that you'd be learning from. So, like you're writing a Megillah that you would use in school to teach from.
It's by Beglila.
So Beglila, it's written as a scroll, but it doesn't have. So it's called bechumash in the set. That means the pshat is. It's similar to the way, let's say, they would have. You have a Sefer Torah, then you have a child would write a chumash. They would write a chumash for a child to take to school to learn from. They didn't have books; they had scrolls. But the scroll was only one sefer, as opposed to all of the svarim, which that's not relevant to our point. Over here, it's the whole Megillah, as the saying goes. But the point would be that it didn't necessarily have all of the halachas of the halachas of Ksiva. We weren't Mac, but when you write chumash for your child to take to school in the scroll, you weren't Mac, but all Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah. Fine. Yud Aleph im Karma Megillah Gezula Yatsa, because what you're using the sefer for is what you're being yatsa with is the reading. The reading is not a direct item, that you're not holding the item. Okay. Hagav v'mevorkim aleha ayin le'el b'sim tafri shem testing and got lulav apostle b'hu adin kan. But you still shouldn't make a brach on it. Excuse me. Yatsa chafkes then gezel b'kol. You can't. The gzeil apply doesn't apply to the sound that you're saying. So you can't say this sound, which is what you're yotze with. And so he said before by the shofar, there's nothing that you're making a sound. So there's nothing of gzeil on the kol. When you love apostle, tachlam relinyan lulav hagazel. The issue over here is, do you make a bracha on a lulav hagazel? It wouldn't count. So the Mora says, so if the person would be, when a person steals something, so we pass on the shini is kind of, that a person steals something and then alters it irreversibly, let's say, from the original item that he stole, so he's now kind of this new item. That's called shin min kind of machine. Shinimaisa. But in regards to the bracha, Tosis brings a machlokes, but we're bringing machmer, that since it came about that he has this item to use through gzela, so it's still not proper to go and be praising a Kodesh Baruch Hu over this wonderful mitzvah of reading from this Megillah, which is a stolen Megillah. It's an insult. The Tosis over there says it's. But say a beirech niyet Hashem. A person who steals and then he blesses is an insulting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an insult. It's not a praise. Because you're saying I'm flaunting your mitzvahs to do mitzvahs. You know, so the whole thing becomes a joke. So it's not a compliment. So you don't make a bracha. Even though you're a kaina, you don't make a bracha.
You don't know you're what. You don't make.
You're a kaina. Okay. Okay. Zok the mechaber siman tafri sadi beis. Dinei birchas a megillah. A curse a megillah mavarach lefanah shalosh brachas. So we say three brachas on the megillah. Number one on mikra megillah. Number two b'shalos nisim. And number three is Reshech Yonah. Now, Machaber is, Machaber Sheet and the Sword, and follow this. We only say Shech Yonah on the Megillah once by night, not by day also. Ashkenazim say it by night and by day. V'yashomrim, the half by yom, Mavor Shech Yonah, v'cheinogim l'chomadin n'seilu. So the Ramah brings an opinion which says you say Shech Yonah by night and by day, and that's the minhag of around the where the Ramah lived, the world of Ashkenaz and Poland. V'cheinogim l'vorach v'sheni korei. We can have one person saying the bracha, even though the second person is doing the kriya. So remember, this is Ligeia. When my Rebbe was an oval, so meaning is that an oval doesn't say the bracha. He shouldn't say, it's not proper for him to say the Shech Yonah for the Tzibur. Shech Yonah began with one to say, he's in a sad state. So he doesn't say the Shech Yonah. On the other hand, he's the Balkari. So somebody else said the brachas and he leaned. And that's just another more that one person can say the brachas and a different person can lean.
Is during the year?
Techshana, yeah. Lacharea, the bracha beforehand. The bracha afterwards. Nargon Lavorach, Harabis Rivenu. The Minigas said the bracha of Harabis Rivenu. The Bershom fought our fights, etc. In my barak, Lolafav, Lacharea, Yotza. The bracha is an Amaki of the Kriya. Fine. Hagob, Nogol, Lermer, Belaila, Asherhani. There's a minig to say the piyut of Asherhani at nighttime. Avalobi Yoim. We don't say it by daytime. The Shmuel bring that there is a minhag to say at least the psukim from Shoshanas Yaakov. I'm sorry, he doesn't bring it. Somebody else brings it. Vein levorach achreya el betzibur. This the bracha achreina is only said when you have 10 people. That's the Shabura. So cut now for Shechiyano. So he quotes over here from the Magen Avraham B'Shem the Shloah. He said the Shechiyonah you should have in mind for Shalach Manas and Sudas Purim. Shem Gam Ken Mitzvah. He doesn't mention Matanas of Yohanan. There is, however, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this, as in, you should have in mind Matanas of Yonim also. Okay? What?
This is by the first Shech Yonim?
So, well, for Ashkenazim would be the Shech Yonim by day. But as far as him, it's only relevant by night because there's only one Shech Yonim.
But the Magen Avraham B'Shem Ashla is going on
the Shech Yonim by day. Your idea is that Shech Yonim by day, we should... The Mavorach, who's the Shat, should have him make sure that he is aware of this, that he's supposed to say, that have the other items in mind. The boy Kavona Shemeya Mashmiya. V'chamin zeh b'vircha shechiyon on z'yoyim, kizman b'yoyim. You say it by day, because that's when the mitzvahs of Sudas Purim and Mishmarach Manos are by day. So the Kizh Shechonarach adds Matas of Yoyim, and the Shabur doesn't mention it, the Shlod doesn't mention it. So, part of the argument is that there's a big shadow of lachreinim. And there was, how do we look at the mitzvah of matanas of yonim? There are at least two ways of looking at it. But for our purpose, there are two different ways of looking at it. One, some look at it that really it's a mitzvah tzedakah with a special chiyuv to make sure that you give tzedakah on Purim. So you can't say shech yonim because it's not a mitzvah bar mitzvah lazman. You were chayv in tzedakah yesterday, you'll be chayv in tzedakah tomorrow. As opposed to normally the shech yonim is a mitzvah which only comes around once in a while. It's Bami Zman Lazman. That's why we say Shech Yonu Lazman Azeh. We arrive this time. Well, the mitzvah is Matanas of Yonim. That's just a stalker concept of giving stalker. So you gave stalker yesterday. And Tainas Esther, you gave stalker. So what's the Shech Yonu Lazman Azeh and Matanas of Yonim? So that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to understand. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, on the other hand, seems to understand it's not the regular mitzvah of stalker. It's a special mitzvah which is said in conjunction with Purim, that in order for the Neim to be Mesameach, also you also make sure that they also get something. But it's a Chi of Simcha of Purim for that Neim. So that's going to be that something which is unique to Purim, so that the Shech Yonah would be appropriate. So that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. You could say a Shech Yonah. You could say a Shech Yonah. You should say the Shech Yonah on the Tazenim also. Okay. Now,
no one said on the Megillah covers
the Thomas. That's what I'm saying. No, no. My point is, the Shavuot doesn't say that you should have in mind for Masada Sabyonim. He only says you should have in mind in the Shechiyonu for Shalchmanas and Sudas Purim.
Yes.
There's one more mitzvah. Because the Shechiyonu says you should have in mind for all three of them, besides the Megillah. Alright, so that's the Mechlaikah. So Mishayim the Megillah. Let's say a person doesn't have, he's not going to be saying Shechiyonu on the Megillah. Lo yivor Shechiyonu on Mishlachmanas and Sudah. The Zelch Dabra Hanog b'chol Yom b'chol Shabbos and Yom Tzev. Magen Rambam says, no, you don't make a bracha. Because the Maisa, we have meals, it's hard to say that there's something unique about what we're doing, these items, of giving people things, etc. So that they alone would not be create a chi of bracha. The Roy the Baruch is man al yom. Some say, well, you say Shechiyonu on the day of Purim. And they talk about Shalnei Shoyabai, because there was a tremendously significant nace which happened on it. Given this man, kasi, and all, it only comes around once a year. So that sheet holds, you could say Shechiyonu on Purim. Okay, whether you say Shechiyonu on Purim itself, on that, the day of Purim itself. So that's a lacha by Pesach, by Shavuos, by Rosh Hashanah, by Yom Kippur, by Sukkot, by Shmini Atzeres. That we say Shechiyonu on the day of the Yom Tov. So a person didn't have a wine for Kiddush, or he forgot to say Shechiyonu by Kiddush. The next day he really didn't say Shechiyonu. He stands up right there in the middle of wherever he is and says Shechiyonu, because you're saying on the day. But over here, the first sheet of the Shabbos says you're not saying there's Chazal word Masak and a bracha on the day, a bracha on the mitzvahs. Whereas the second opinion says there's Chazal Masak and a bracha on the day. If you said Shechiyonu at night time on the Megillah, that's enough to be yotze your bracha of Shechiyonu on the day of Purim. Im ovo karis in Megillah, yivorech achar brachas. If the ovo is the one who's reading, so somebody else should say the brachas. Mishum b'bircha Shechiyonu, it's not appropriate. Shein ovo mavorech lohotzi rabim b'bircha Shechiyonu. It's not proper, it's not appropriate that the person who's an oval should be Moshe the Seber and the Chi of Shechiyonu when he himself is not really excited about that he's arriving this day. But Ovil, Yikra, Samigillah. Then the other person will make the bracha, and then the oval, who's the Balkari, will read the Megillah. So, according to Mechaber, you say Shechiyonu once at night time and not by daytime again. We have Menachism of Earth, the Rekhar Berach with Lila. Now, the Ramor argue brings a second opinion. But Tamidei Ashniyah, so what do they hold? Why would you say it again? The Seres, the Av B'Yom, you say by daytime, the Iker Mitzvah is a Kriyosa B'Yom, who? We pointed this out before, that it's not the Pshat, you're later by nighttime, and you're also later by daytime. You're later by daytime, and you're also later the night before, because the Iker Kriya is by day. Therefore, it's not proper that you shouldn't say Shechiyonu on the day Kriya. Okay. New case. In Nishtateke HaKarev Emtza Megillah. The Balkare lost his voice. He can't read it anymore. The second person does not have to go back to the beginning. He picks up where the first one stopped. Obviously, he does not need to make a new bracha. You can tell me that you've been yotze in the Megillah up to this point, and that's not lost, so then the bracha wasn't lost either. So he holds that you don't go back and sit over again from the beginning because it's tircha de tzibur. We're not going to do that. Regards to the bracha wasn't just for that person; it was for everybody, and they're still here. That's what he says in the brackets. They're still being using that bracha, so the bracha wasn't a bracha lebatala that you need to redo it. it worked for all the people that were there. He said one person can make the bracha, another person can read Echad Yechal Levarach, Bein Bracha B'Shadav, Bein Linyan Bracha Krona, V'lach Yechav and L'Hotzi Hashamim, V'Heim Yechav and L'Chav and L'Hotzis. But both parties have to have in mind to be Yotze. L'Achrea Nogim Levarach, there's a minute to say bracha afterwards, Kivik Gemara, Isad B'Bracha, L'Achrea Talya B'Man Hog. The Gemara says that the bracha afterwards is not a Chiyam Gomer, it's just totally a minute. And that's what he's saying, M'mokim Shanogim Levarach Yivarach, so he points out that even though the Mora seems to give you a choice, depends what the minig is, what the Mechaber is telling you, my friend, this is the minig, that we do make the bracha nowadays. You make a bracha of Rabbi Siveno, but ain't loimer hakel Rabbi Siveno. You don't say the mighty one who fights our fights. Why? Kim Shakar Zocher Hashem, Shemar Lakeno, you already said Hashem's name. So we don't need to say again, Hakel. That's what we're referring to. Hashem. Some say you do say it. Your rabbi kriya kashukhan arach shein lerm, but the rabbi says you don't say it. Chayin ein lerm baruch ato Hashem, Hakel anifra hanifra rak baruch ato Hashem anifra. So then at the end of the bracha, a rabbi's yivenu there's a chasima baruch ato Hashem, right? Hanifra lano mikolzer reseno
hanifra
lamo yisrael mikolzer rehem hakel ha-mashiach. So you don't say baruch ato Hashem hakel hanifra. Again, you don't say baruch ato Hashem hanifra ayin shal. Now, if you didn't make a baruch at all, then the baruch of Rav Lachra, the baruch is ain ma'akvus. If you don't say it, it's not ma'akiv. But if you realize before you finish that you make a bracha, you'll make a bracha ben a prokim, and the bracha at least will go on to the rest of the Megillah. So the minhag is you don't say Asher Heini by day, the karma piyutim. So they used to say piyutim in davening. They used to add into their per morning davening various different piyutim that they said. So there's no need to say another piyut. Asher Heini, you already basically set out the points which are relevant to Purim earlier during what's called Yotzeris, which is Birchus Kriya Shema, they add in certain parts, and during Chazaras Hashat. So there's no need to say anything after the Megillah by day. Okay, if there's no tzibur, you don't make a bracha afterwards. This ultimately, you don't make a bracha afterwards. A bracha beforehand, even a yachid would say. Okay. So the Biraloch over here, Shech Yonu. Talks about this issue of saying a bracha on the day itself. Okay, so he brings this from. It's a mark here, so it's Rabbi Yaakov M. Then you make a bracha on the day itself. So he does that issue. Okay, fine. Beis. Ein l'such ba'od shakarin l'sa. So Mishabur quoted this before. You shouldn't be talking while the Balkari is reading. At the Mishabur. Ein l'such ba'od shakarin l'sa. Haino. Ben ha-shermeya u'ben ha-karei. Also lehem l'such l'chachila. Nobody should be talking. Not the Balkari. And not the people which are listening. Everybody should be just doing the words of the Megillah. Now. I feel the difference, right? Even though you have a different bar Torah to say, but that you control yourself. But in the Yavid, but what about in the Bid Yavid? It's Yesh Chilak. So the Balkari, if he spoke, he didn't lose any words because he was speaking, he wasn't reading. So he'll go back to continue reading where he was, so therefore he ends up with all of the words there. So Bid Yavid, he's Yotzi. However, the Shemaya, if he's talking while the Balkari is reading, you have a major problem. The Shemayim Soch Beisak Kriya Lo Yotze. I feel him Chisal Ishmael Teva Achas. If he lost one word, that's it. He's not Yotze anymore. Tola Shmo, cool, they didn't hear the whole thing. Avla Kare Yotze, the Kare who would talk during laning, obviously means he paused the laning and he spoke, because he can't say do two things at one time. Okay. Lepama Vila Chatchila, where is the scenario where you're allowed to talk Lechatchila? Kamalishol, Ben Aprokim in that COVID, Kamalin Yikriya Shema, Simon Samavov. So we said before that a person, somebody who's an Ish Mechubit comes in, you're allowed to greet them. Ben Aprokim. So over here also, he's saying that this would have that din, that you're allowed to greet the personage, Ben Aprokim. So this is all talking about that the kriya started, and then he spoke. If he spoke between the bracha and the first word of he can you please move your car? So he spoke in between the bracha and the mitzvah. That's the mabul again. Whether the problem is the Bakari spoke or the listeners spoke, whoever spoke would lose the bracha. At the end of the Megillah, before the Harabas Rivenu, you can't talk. So people are rolling up their Megillah, you know, because you don't start making brachas. You roll up the Megillah, we said before. You have to roll the Megillah back to its starting point, and then you make the bracha, but you can't talk during that time. You can't be massive between the kriya and the bracha. Excuse me. Now, why is that? So the bracha before it is a brachas of mitzvahs. So brachas of mitzvahs, we know, the Chazal set up the way, they set up brachas of mitzvahs, that you have to make a bracha on the mitzvah, but you should not interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah with anything, and if you do, you're not yotze. But we hear this, not a, that brachas of mitzvahs is what we said before the Megillah. So the bracha of Rabbi Yevenu is, it's a brachas of Shabbach. So where is this isser of being mafsa come in? So the Mesharatzi in the Yudbeis speaks out, Ben Hashemaya, Ben Hakarei, that if they spoke, Kibin Lehaginon, Levarach Achramila, so whether the one who was listening, the one is, since now that we do say it, you can't interrupt. The Megillah Shaykh, it belongs to the Megillah, so you can't interrupt it in the Megillah in this new minute. Yeah. Fine. Gimel. Abish Yotze Kvar Mavorak Lahotzi is Acher Yenechavosa. Even though he personally was ready Yotze, he can be Motzi somebody else with the bracha. So how does that work? What's the question? We have a rule that brachas are only valid. The mitzvah is only valid. You can be yotze to somebody else, but the mitzvah is doing the mitzvah if the person is doing it is a bar chiyuva. The person is not a bar chiyuva anymore because he already relieved his responsibility by he was yotze already. He lained earlier. So we said there's a swerve arvus. He's not really. He didn't truly fulfill his mitzvah of meeting Megillah yet, totally, because since there's a responsibility to that of Arvis, he has to make sure that other people also read, which he didn't do yet. So now he's doing that. He's doing part of his responsibility of reading Megillah to make sure that everybody reads the Megillah. That's his key of Arvis. So you can make a bracha. You can be much in lighting the Megillah. But that's fine. So he can read the Megillah for that. What about the bracha? If we have an option of him not being moitzi them, but they're making their own bracha, that would be appropriate. That's the yesh poskim. Um, The Balkari does say the bracha for them. That is a minig, and then he sends you back to take a look over there. That we can't be moicha those which are lenient. And let the other person be much of them with the bracha, even though he's not chayiv anymore. But really, it would be more appropriate if the person, people would say the bracha themselves. So now, when should he learn for the women? He should first go to the main shul. Here in the main shul, like with everybody else, doing it in a very, very public expression of simcha, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, since it's a Nisa, he should be part of that, and then go learn for the women. He shouldn't say, I'll go learn for the women earlier, and I'll be mitzvah myself while I'm at it. Even though the mitzvah sheyetzah ba'atzmai, the mitzvah sheyetzah ba'atzmai b'kriyas ha-tzibur, it's better he should be yotzeh with the kriya of the tzibur. Then Lane said, listen, you know, I'm going to have Lane for the ladies anyway. Might as well just go Lane for the ladies, have mine to be to myself, and I'm going to the ladies also at the same time. You shouldn't do that. You have a situation where he's Laning early for the women, and the Tzibur is Laning later, so he'll have a mind not to be Yotze, but the Kriya for himself. He's just being Mati to them, not being Mati to himself. Fine. If he's saying a bracha for the women, so he said before the bracha is not al mikra megillah but lishma megillah, lishma mikra megillah. Keish posim shesarben the isha and chayevus b'kriya rak lishmaya. Because you mentioned before, there's an opinion which says the woman is not chayev, and kriya all she's chayev in is shmiya. So you're being made to her in the mitzvah of. You're being motzi her in the midst of hearing the Megillah, so the correct bracha would be Lishmaya Megillah. Okay. Let's hold it here.